you ever hear of a hey doodle or shock or tumble?
Shock.
Uh huh.
Yeah. We've shocked it. Bailed it in round bale. Bailed it in square long bale.
Uh-huh.
We've hauled it loose and put the in the, what you call up in the barn and back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Feed it out with a fork.
What's a shock look like?
Huh?
What does a hay shock look like?
See, what is it?
What does it look like?
Well, it just, it's round. You shuck them round on up and put them up 10 feet high if you want. Just put some over the top of a piece of tin, a big piece of duck, and tie some rocks on the end of the brick and let it so the wind won't blow it up. Stand out all the weather.
You mentioned the corn crib. Was that a separate building from the barn?
Yeah, corn crib. You throw your corn now when you pull it out of the field.
Uh-huh. What would you call a building used for storing grain?
Store grain.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Let's see what they call them things. I've seen them store them. But you have to be like peas and soybeans and things that just shell them out and put them in there. They usually put them in them big tanks.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
A granary.
Granary or granary for storing grain?
What does it look like?
Well, they may not have them in this area of the country, but...
I've never seen one.
What different animals did y'all have and where did you keep them?
Animal feed.
Mm-hmm.
What kind? You say animal feed?
Uh-huh. Oh, no, what kind of animals did you have?
Mule, horse, and cattle. Nobody had no goats. No goat could stay around.
What would you call two mules hitched up together?
Huh?
If you had two mules hitched together, you say you had a...
That stick together.
Now hitched together. You work two mules together. You call that a...
That would be called a span mule.
Uh-huh.
What, one is single, some double.
Mm-hmm. How many mules is a span?
That's only two. You can put four and six to span where you got them to log wagon.
Uh-huh. Did they have logging around here much?
Yeah, they logged lots around here. With horses, mules, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they quit it last few years. They just have horses, mules, snake them out of the woods and brought the truck out there somewhere and load them up, put them skids in there and pull them up on the truck.
Where would they haul the logs to a long time ago?
They carried some to Greenwood. They've had a mill down here below this corner up there. Store had been two mills down there.
Mm-hmm.
They had one back over here on them woods. They had one over here on this other road. They'd haul some of them to Wascom. Don't want a railroad.